This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We've got a guest in the studio with us. It's Mel Campbell. Mel, welcome.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for being here, first and foremost. Now, you've written a book. It's called Nailed It. Do you want to give us a quick little overview? What's Nailed It about?
Sure. Well, first of all, I should not take the entire credit for writing the book.
Okay.
It is co-authored. My co-author, Anthony Morris, lives in Geelong.
Oh, there's an Anthony's name here
as
well.
It's in very small print.
But, Mel, you're at the top, so that's all that matters.
That's indeed
whoever's
right.
On top wins in Joy, let me tell you that.
Ooh, this is very saucy for this early in the morning. Okay, well, the book is...
Ask my bottom co-host over there.
Oh, jeez.
The book is about a tradie who gets a job behind the scenes on a renovation reality show and falls for one of the hot contestants. They do some nailing, they do some hammering... They go for it.
Is it a true story or is it fictional? Or we got something?
No. You know? It's not a memoir. It's a novel.
Okay. Because I have met Dan from the block and let me tell you. Yeah.
Now, I understand that you are something of a reality TV celebrity yourself.
Well, that's correct. So am I going to get to the back to find out about who was the funniest on a reality TV show watching people watch TV?
Well, do you know, the funniest thing was when we were writing the book, we would we have chapters where Rose, the heroine, watches the show with her family and with her best friend, and we called those the Gogglebox chapters. That's one thing that we love about Gogglebox is that watching TV is just as much of a pleasure as, you know, being on TV. So it's kind of about everything that's about reality TV, the fans, the stars, the producers behind the scenes. So there's a bit of something for everyone, really.
So it sounds a little bit like there was an American show that showed behind the scenes one of the Bachelor. Unreal, there we go.
Yeah.
I mean, they went some nasty things on that show.
Yeah. So the book is not quite as nasty because Rose, our protagonist, she's not a producer. She's bossed around just like the contestants are, really.
Yeah.
And the producers are not as kind of Machiavellian as perhaps you might be expecting if you're an Unreal fan. But look, they're not angels either. There's some behind-the-scenes shenanigans, some plots.
I've heard some great things of what they've done to reality shows, as in... Won't name things, but let's just say the cooking might have been going quite well. Some young runner gets told to go through and next minute the cream's disappeared.
Stop it.
Well, if they're doing well and it ain't showing ratings, they're going to try some way to... Just so for the last minutes you've got that, oh my God, where's the cream? So they're running from one end to the
What was your research like for this book? Did you hang out with the likes of a Tom from Gogglebox? What did you do?
I wish, you know, but
I know
no.
You don't. You do not.
Well, I don't know. Maybe after talking to you, I might not wish, but...
He's a liar. He rings me every night before he goes to sleep. We FaceTime every night.
Yeah.
I love it. It sounds like me and Anthony, BFFs. We watched a lot of TV. We are film critics, so obviously we go and see movies. We watch TV for work.
Cool.
And we just talk about the things that we liked and what we didn't like. We also went to Bunnings a fair bit and looked up the Bunnings website a lot.
A lot, yeah. I tell you what, as a reality star, and there's all these ones looking for their 15 minutes of fame, go to Bunnings. They love you there.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the fun things about the novel. We've got a kind of sponsorship battle between two different hardware chains for who is going to sponsor the TV show.
So what is your favourite reality show?
Look, I'd have to say it's Grand Designs.
Oh, me too.
Whoa, that's left to center.
No, that's
great show.
People
great
don't think
show.
Of it as a reality show, do they? But
no.
It exactly is. What I love about it is that, number one, you get to see the whole thing, the whole build in one episode. I get so impatient watching reality TV. I'm like,
big time.
Come on, we just saw that happen. There's no need to recap it.
We don't have time for plot development over a whole season. We don't have time for that.
That's that one that shows you coming up, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they do it and you get 2 minutes of...
You know what I loved watching on the cruise ship? They had this show where everyone's laughing at me. Just let me have this one. I loved the show where they get people, they give them about 3 different houses to choose from. They buy that house, like that house. Yeah, house hunting.
That's
yeah. Yeah. It's a banger of a show because the people walk into the room and they overact every single time. Like, oh my God, this one has a bath. It's like, you need to calm down, lady. You've not seen a bath before.
But look, I'm actually looking for a house at the moment and when I see one with a bath, it is exciting.
You're, oh my God, it's got a faucet. Oh my Lord.
So, but we're talking, you're a professional, you know, you mm-hmm. like to watch it. What is your least favourite reality show on TV?
Married at First Sight.
Thank you. Boop, boom.
Really?
That's my least. Hey, listen, Gogglebox, we just won our first fourth Logie.
I don't understand fourth it. Logie, when it first got pitched to me on, where were you on? Channel 7, Channel 9?
10,
sorry.
Foxtel and 10. That's
you'll
okay.
get it right eventually.
I just thought, I can't watch someone else watch television. It's just
did you watch the Logies?
I haven't actually watched
only
your show
Channel
yet.
10, Foxtel and ABC actually won a Logie. 9 and 7.
Bribed.
It's a dark night of the soul for 9 and 7, really.
Well, it was, wasn't it? It was more when that Tom Gleason won what I saw. I can't believe it.
The new Carl Stefanovic won that year-long show. That'll probably win some awards. But anyways, The Book Nailed is available from Echo Publishing, wherever you get your books. And Mel is on all the socials at Incredible Melk. Correct? Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, lots of people Ripper. Think it's Incredible Melk Hay, but it's not.
It's Melk.
It's I'm the Incredible Melk, like the Incredible Hulk.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I can't wait to read about myself in this book.
And we'll chat to you soon. We've got all the links to the books. We'll be out in our socials.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.